Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena.
Hey, Lena, it's John Oliver.
Oh, John, yeah, let me see if I can...
I talked to Ruben.
Yeah, I know, he wanted to talk to you again. Everybody almost left. Just one second, I'll try to find him.
Hey, Don, how are you doing?
Good.
So, by the way, our funding department is closed for the day. I'm staying in the lecture, and I'm not in the funding department. This is not my forte, so I can't give you like exact answers. I hope you appreciate the bluntness. I don't tell people untruths. So I guess here's what's going on. Just to make sure, and I don't want to give anyone the runaround. We just got these documents back on Wednesday, correct?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to sound unreasonable, but we've only had the documents for about a day. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think you've had a different assortment of these documents.
Okay.
For a while. But the
and
signed one.
Go ahead.
The signed, as far as actual signed documents, these are probably the only thing you probably just got the signatures on them.
I think Lena sent one of our reps, our junior reps, out there to actually pick them up this week.
Right.
So here's my thought process, and I'm more than happy to take any phone calls. I spoke to Buddy about multiple things, but I'm not a funder. My job is to underwrite the approval from a cash flow perspective. It's not to give someone like a, I don't approve vendors. It's just I'm not allowed to do it. So here's what I've gathered. From what I understand, you guys, there's frustration because you guys have already paid two vendors. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So here's the whole challenge. I do not, and you want to get your money back because you've already given them the money. I do not know if this gentleman, Phil, is approved as a supplier. I do not know that answer, and literally our funding department is closed. There's no one there right now.
Right.
So there's three options. Option one is this. On Tuesday, we can figure out if Phil is approved. We can also figure out if he is approved and approved for payment before shipment. If he's approved for payment before shipment, we cut all the checks Tuesday, we cut him the check and reimburse you. I'm kind of stepping into a funder role, which, like I said, it's not my forte.
Right.
If he's not approved before payment before shipment, then we would still reimburse you on Tuesday and pay him once delivered.
Right.
And if he's not approved at all, then we would send an addendum to you. We would still reimburse you for the $10,000 or so, but we couldn't, on this specific program, pay him. And vendors on this program, they are very specific, because they have to be reputable vendors with business credit. So here's the other challenge. If you guys need to pay this other gentleman to work over the weekend, I think, and I don't want to speak for your company, but my thought is this. Since there's no way for Bank of Cardiff to get this gentleman money today, I think potentially you guys should get him some money while it's getting figured out by Tuesday.
Right.
And all I can do is apologize and say I'm here to help.
Well, I wasn't aware that Phillips already delivered all his material. So that's his frustration.
He has or has not?
He has. And that's when Booty gave him the check, because he had brought all the material here. All he's got to do is assemble it and build it around the machine.
Okay. In delivery, we have to find delivery as actual being delivered. So it'd still be what's called a pre-fund, which is payment before final delivery. Because assembly is, it's for example, if you get a piece of industrial equipment but it doesn't work, it's still payment before shipment, which we're more than happy to do.
Right. But
the challenge that here's the whole thing. If this gentleman needs money, there's literally the people who cut the checks, they are gone for the day.
Okay.
They are gone for the day. And I can't go take them out of their houses. I'm not allowed to do that.
Right.
I've been here for a while, but I'm not like the owner of our company by any stretch.
Yeah. No, I just want some.
And just, this issue, like, would have run in, regardless of where you go to financing, I'm not here to, like, teach you how to run your business, it would have run up anywhere. Any lender, they'll approve the customer for financing, but when it comes to paying a vendor, they're very specific. It's like getting approved for a house. Just because you're approved for a house, you also get approved, you have to actually have the HOA be approved, or a condo.
Right.
It's two separate issues. But my thought is, if this gentleman needs money, I don't know if we can finance this gentleman. I don't have an answer. But if you guys need to give him some money, we're fine. That's completely your call.
Right.
I just want to be accessible here, and I'm jumping into a role that I'm very uncomfortable in because I'm not a funder.
Right. No. I'll fund him some money this weekend, and take back the check that he has, and I'll let him go ahead and cash those checks in. So at least he'll have receipts that he can give us to accompany his proposal. And all that's left.
But just to be clear, let's say everything gets resolved Tuesday. We get him all the money and he gives you back whatever you paid him. No big deal. But here's the thing. I don't know if this gentleman, and I think where the whole issue was, documents, it looks like documents were made without really checking out this vendor to get rolling on it. And I don't know if this guy's approved, let alone approved for shipment. All I'm seeing is an invoice. I've never seen an invoice. I'm not here to talk crap about this guy. It sounds like a guy you guys know, but I personally have never seen an invoice that doesn't have a DBA on it.
Right.
But I don't know those answers. And I'm hoping, since it's such a small loan amount, they'll let it fly. But I don't know if we can pay the supplier, not because he's nothing bad. I just don't know if we'll work with this specific program. All I can do is give you my word that you'll get a call from me by 9 a.m. on Tuesday and say, here's what's going on.
Have you submitted the documents to funding?
Yeah, absolutely. The documents are in funding. The whole issue that came up was we need to get this vendor approved, or not we. I got dragged out just because I'm the last one here for the day. That's the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to help Lena. But the chance it was coming back of, okay, we've got to get approved this guy, and is he going to qualify for what's called pre-funding, which is payment for shipment?
Right.
But I don't know if he's approved. I don't know that answer. And
okay, because I could... We made him go out and get that name, so he'd have a DBA. So did I saw the documents, but that was kind of. I've been moving and I'm kind of sick right now.
Okay.
But he didn't put down Philip Morgan DBA? He has a DBA.
Oh, he does have a DBA.
Yes.
What is his DBA?
I don't remember it off the top of my head.
And just, you know, when they approve a vendor, it's nothing that I do. It's the business credit side. So they run the vendor, they run a check on him, they run business credit, and they say, hey, is this an approved vendor? Are they allowed to do this? And I don't know these answers. It sounds like I just don't know the answers. Maybe he has a DBA. Maybe I'm getting the wrong information from Lena. I'm just stumping in like a very uncomfortable situation just to make cooler heads prevail. That's all I'm trying to do here.
Well,
From what I understand, when Lena spoke to Buddy, she's saying that he's very frustrated, and I don't want someone to wait for a phone call at 4 o'clock and say, yep, the check's in the mail. There can be no money released today. It is impossible.
Right. Well, I'm fine waiting until next week, but my problem is I got a frustrated owner that usually everything works real smoothly, but he's taken a liking to this young kid. And that's part of the problem. And I instructed him to go get a DBA, not just to name himself a company, but get a DBA. And
is that the guy, Phil?
Yeah. I said
No, I'm just saying I've never seen, but I'm getting a snapshot of this. I'm not saying anything about this gentleman, Phil. I have no idea. It just sounds like look, I know who Webstron is. We funded them. I funded them multiple times when I was on the sales side. I don't know who this other company is, and it sounds like and there may be a DBA. I might be giving you wrong information. So my goal is not to talk crap about this guy. I don't know what's going on. I'm walking into a minefield, and I just don't know.
Yeah,
the last note that I can access says they are qualifying the vendor. They're working on qualifying the vendor and seeing if he qualifies for a payment before shipment, which is called pre-funding, which is payment before delivery. So it sounds like actually he probably does have a DBA, and maybe it's not on his invoice. But it's just, we got the documents Wednesday, and they got sent in on Thursday, which is the last day of the month, so all I can do is apologize. But it's, you know, we got to be reasonable here.
Yeah, well, the problem is Philip's good at what he does, probably weak at business.
I think even if this is a huge company, it wouldn't matter. We got the documents on Wednesday, and it was the end of the month last month, and it was you know how the end of the month is at every company.
Yeah.
It's a hailstorm. So the problem is we haven't been sitting on documents for 2 weeks. We just got the documents Wednesday, and I think that we had to go pick them up. So I'm not trying to give you a runaround, but, you know, we've had the documents for a day. Yeah, we're doing everything in our power to move fast, but we've had them for a day, and this is a holiday weekend, so, you know, it's not, I don't want to say it is what it is, but I think the best thing to do is this. If you can let Betty know I'm trying to step in, go in a comfortable role to help out as best I can, I will. I know, and you guys, the equipment's changed a few times since when you originally applied and the mounts, correct?
Right, right.
Because I don't know if this guy, go ahead.
We bought some machinery outside the 30-day window.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, here's probably part of the problem.
Philip's work is associated with that piece of equipment and the newer piece of equipment from Vesco.
So here's like the play-by-play. And number one, I'm here to help. I don't write the checks here, but I'm here to help. Here's what I think needs to be done. If this is a vendor of yours, I can't tell you if you should pay them or not. All I can tell you what Bank of Cardiff can do. The last step of the transaction, from what I understand the notes that I can access, was that they're working on to seeing if this last vendor, Phil, and he probably does have a DBA. They're just probably referring to him as a Phil because it's a sole proprietorship, which is the DBA, of course. They're seeing if he's qualified as a vendor, is qualified for pre-funding. You and Buddy, I mean, Lena, I'll take it from here if I can help out, but you guys will get a call from Lena by 9 a.m. or myself 9 a.m. Monday morning. I'm just jumping into an uncomfortable role. There's three options. Tuesday. Option one on Tuesday is I say, hey, look, the funding department cleared your vendor, cleared everything. We are good to go. We're sending you the money back. We're sending him the money. No big deal. Right. Option two is we're going to say, hey, look, we are paying your vendors, but we cannot pay Phil until you guys verify that the equipment that Phil delivered is installed, delivered, and working to your satisfaction, because then that's payment after shipment. But that might be done by the weekend. And option three is, which is the worst option, is me saying, hey, look, due to X, Y, and Z, on this specific program, we cannot approve this vendor, so we're going to reimburse you for these two amounts, but we can't pay these other vendors. I think everything else got in. Everything is getting reviewed now. You said that you bought some equipment, but the other equipment that we're refinancing, or we're not refinancing, we're reimbursing, that's not more than 30 days old, I assume, correct?
Correct.
When did you pay for that equipment? Quite recently, I assume, correct?
Yeah, and it's on leases. Got a copy of the credit card thing.
Oh, so is that when did you purchase that equipment? Because generally we have a 30-day window to do reimbursements. Do you know when you purchased that equipment?
I just don't remember the exact date. It was within the window when we first applied with you guys.
Yeah. Let me take a look. Let me pop open my laptop, see if I can access these files. Because the whole issue is when we do a reimbursement, it generally has to be within 30 days because of UCC filings.
Right.
I like I said, like, I think I just want to help out. I don't want anyone to think we're not willing to pick up the phone to communicate with customers. But I think the other problem is just everyone being reasonable and understanding Lena just got her documents on Wednesday, so there can't be too much hate put on her for that.
No, I understand. If this is a person, if we're talking about a Middle East personality, I'm sure you're aware of.
I can't make any judgments on anyone. Give me 1 second, please. Give me 1 second. Like I said, I'm stepping in here. My job is to approve the file for X number of dollars. It looks like the documents we just got. It looks like the check was just written yesterday. Oh, no, sorry. Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, this equipment was, I mean, I don't want to bring up a can of worms, but it looks like this equipment was bought almost a month and a half ago.
That's because the time that we've been going back and forth on the documents from Mr. Cabersi.
Okay, well, he was a nice guy. I only have a nice thing. I mean, I spoke to him, he said, like, oh, and it looks like, when was the equipment bought? Did you buy the equipment from...
Vesco.
From the other company. From Westron?
No, we haven't bought that equipment yet.
All right, so I apologize. So we need to reimburse, what we're trying to do is reimburse Tesco. Okay, that's the whole issue. Can you guys let us call you first thing on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, to sort all this stuff out? There's a lot of confusion on the file, and just accept my apology on behalf of Bank of Cardiff and let you know that I'll be available anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be here anytime. I can just apologize, and I'll step in, and I'll talk to the funding manager first thing on Tuesday morning. We're just not open prior to that. That's the problem.
All right. Well, let me know Tuesday morning.
Yeah, and let me tell you, let me see on this vendor. I wish the person I need to speak to was here, but they're not. Give me a second. I'm trying to bring up the invoice. I have an invoice for like $6,900, but it doesn't have a business name on it. Is this this gentleman, Phil?
Yeah, see, that's the problem. He just put it in, wrote it off of an invoice tablet and handed it to Mr. Cabersi. You guys kicked it back and said it needs to have an invoice.
Yeah.
The thing that they originally gave Booty was a proposal. I think Booty submitted the proposal.
Yeah, and there's no business name on it. So, I mean, I can't search for it online right now. I don't have access to that. What I can do is this. I can only promise that I'll give you guys a call first thing Monday morning and see what's going on. I have no idea if this other company is going to be approved for funding because it's just there's no even remit to on it. It's an invoice with nothing on it.
Right, because he was paid for it. We gave him the
check. Yeah, but I mean, on his invoice, there's no remit to. It's still, you know, like there's no who is billing. So, I think to be honest, we approved the file for funding, but this whole we approved the company for equipment financing, but on the funding side, pardon my language, it's a mess. It's a complete and utter mess. I will speak to the funding manager on Monday morning and see what we can do. I just do not have the answers you have right now, and I can only apologize on behalf of our firm.
Well, I'll redo the have Philip redo the invoice correctly.
It's not that I need to. It's not that. It's a mess. There is confusion on whether this guy's been paid or not. We showed a check. The check wasn't even cash. That can be constituted as trying to reimburse someone. That's a whole other can of worms. I need to sit down, or it's not even my role, but I will give you my word that I will sit down with the funding manager, put on my sales hat on Tuesday, and try to figure this out to you guys to the best of my ability. But on the flip side, I got to kind of back lean up here. She just got her documents on Thursday on Wednesday afternoon,
yeah.
So she can't be blamed too much. That's not really fair to her.
I'm not so worried about the documents. It's a technicality. I'm more of a bottom line kind of guy.
Yeah, you will get a bottom line call from me Tuesday morning on what can we do.
Yeah.
It just needs to be figured out on Tuesday morning with the right people. We work East Coast time, so you'll get a call from us probably around 9 a.m. at the latest, probably even earlier.
Okay.
But I would also encourage you to speak to this gentleman, whoever this vendor is, and see, can we get an invoice that's actually, this is just me thinking ahead, having his business name on the invoice, and does he have any type of business license or anything? Because I'm guessing that that's what someone's going to throw at me. I'm just guessing, and I'm trying to prepare for Tuesday morning, okay?
Yeah, I'll have it.
Okay, I apologize. I'm here to help. You can feel free to call me or buddy anytime, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.